Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Taryn Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for May 3rd. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
I'm doing well, Taryn. This is an exciting morning for me because we're not going to talk about, well, we are going to talk about Big Brother Canada, but we're going to talk about how Taryn is going to Toronto, people.
Yes.
It's happening. I'm excited. I can't believe it when I found out. I'm stoked, man. It's going to be good for you.
Yes, very excited. Should be fun. But for now, we are here to talk about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. It was day 62 in the house. And we had some last minute campaigning that we talked about yesterday in the morning from Mark, because Kira ends up being the one to tell Mark, hey, you're going home. It's not looking good for you. I'm not going to keep you in the house. We saw this on the episode last night, actually, which is pretty crazy. Mark says, I've never said your name. Somebody's lying to you. Kira got kind of confused. Mark went to Anthony. Mark asked Anthony, what do I do? Anthony was just like, shh, shh.
Go to sleep.
Kira went to Anthony and Anthony was like, no, he definitely said your name. Mark went to Kira and did what Anthony told him to do, but it's not enough. Yeah. Mark went to Adam, tried to talk to him a little bit. Adam was like, dude, you haven't talked to me all week. What do you want me to do? Mark went back to Kira. He was like, Kira, I am your best chance at 100K. You should not be taking me out of this game. Kira says, yes, but with you gone, I have a better chance of getting to the final two. And Mark said, that may be the case. I was like, no, Mark. But you can't win the game. Okay, Mark. And Kira's like, And so then Kira talked to Anthony again and was like, why am I taking out the only person I can beat? Anthony says, he's not the only person that you can beat. In fact, he can beat you, but you can beat me and Dane. So this is a good thing. You're a legend. Come on. So Kira's like, okay. And then Mark talks to Anthony for the final time. He asked Anthony what he's doing. What are you doing, Anthony? Anthony's like, look, you remember that time you said you'd vote for Adam over me? And Mark was like, dude, that was in the heat of the moment. I immediately walked it back. It did not mean anything. Come on, man. And Anthony is like, I don't know. And Mark is like, is there nothing that we can do to change Kira's mind? Is this what's happening? Is it going to be a tie vote or like what's going on? And Anthony's like, yeah, they're not changing their mind. And Mark says, come on. I know that what you want, if you want to change it, then it'll be changed. And that Anthony started getting quiet. Mark was like, come on, man. Please, Anthony, I've been loyal to you. You can't leave Dane in this game. Everyone's going to take Kira. And Dane is too much of a threat. You need me here, please. He's making some points. Anthony is getting quiet like he did when Dane was campaigning, but then house guests, please go to the living room. Feeds cut. And that's the end of Mark.
Bye, Mark. Yeah, I think, Taryn, this was my favorite week of the feed so far.
Yeah.
Honestly. It took a while to get there, but this is the one I'm going to plant my flag on. This was a lot of fun. Even the last 24 hours watching everything, I was really happy to see it show up on the episodes. I really was. To get the last second stuff, that was good. The conversation between Anthony and Mark is pretty underrated. I think people should go back and watch it. Because when Anthony brings up the whole, well, you said you would vote, I'm like, yeah, I said it in the heat of the moment, but I'm going to vote for you, Anthony. You're killing this game. I know you got the fiddle, bro. You're doing this really well. And I want you to be there and I want to vote for you. If I go, you have my vote. But don't, and like, that was a lot of fun to see happen from Mark. But again, it was literally the day of. So I think the whole week was a great show of Mark's game in a nutshell with the pretty boys, where nothing, spark, nothing. So it was a nice way to eulogize him. I think that was good. And Anthony just showing how strong Anthony is. What I'm interested in, Taryn, is it doesn't seem like Anthony's got that much. People don't want Anthony to win. Outside, we're talking outside folk. I feel like any poll I've seen, Anthony's coming in third. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Personally, I've seen a lot of Anthony support, but I've been hearing from other people like Brent and you that you guys are not seeing it. So I don't know what circles you guys run in. not the right circles.
Apparently not.
But in terms of why, I mean, if they're live feeders, I know there's definitely a lot of backlash for Anthony in terms of like what he's doing in the game. There's a moment later on when he gets annoyed with Kira and his immediate response is, I'm going to go put them in their place, which is like really annoying to hear. And the whole like kind of sit down and whisper, like there are definitely things, the reasons why you might dislike Anthony. Other than that, I mean, I think that he's clearly a monster in this game. So in a good way and maybe a bad way too.
In a little bit of both. Yeah, I feel like that Ariana Grande song of, One taught me. The Big Brother Canada 7 is one taught me physical, that's Adam. One taught me social, that's Dane. And then one taught me strategic, that's Anthony. And then if you want to go one taught me emotional, then you got Kira. So that's the four.
There you go. So feeds go down. We get to the eviction and Mark is evicted in a 2-0 vote. On his way out of the door, he throws Dane under the bus about Sam. It was Dane's idea all along. This apparently caused some drama, but we did not see any of it, and we have not seen any of it yet. By the time the feeds came back, it was done. It was squashed.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been squashed because of what the result of the HOH was. If that gone went any other way, maybe we could have seen it been harping on a little longer. But that's something we're going to see on Sunday, I would imagine. Other than that, we have no idea if it's going to come back up again. Probably not.
Yes. So we then have the HOH competition and Dane has won the next HOH. It was apparently pretty close between Dane and Adam that Adam even knew one of the key answers of like the one of the few that was like the deciding question kind of thing. But he just didn't buzz in fast enough. Apparently it was a very close competition. So it should be an exciting veto competition as well. Dane is going to take Adam to Wendy's. And apparently it was Johnny at the Wendy's counter, which is kind of funny because we were just talking last night about how Dane got the edit that Johnny deserved last season. So Johnny's at the window. He is going to his plans as soon as we come back. We pretty quickly find out that he is in fact going to keep Anthony off the block, meaning the nominations will be Adam and Kira.
Yes. Yeah. What do you think of this, Taryn? I know you guys talked a little bit about the whole debate of what constitutes being nommed at all or not. But do you think if you were Dane, would you put Anthony up just to have that record removed? Or do you think it just doesn't matter and it ultimately comes down to veto, which it really does this week?
Now, I can't say for sure that this is how Dane is thinking about it, but I think it might be. I actually kind of like it.
Okay.
And the reason is because, first of all, like I said, Final Four nominations don't matter at all. No. So to be like, haha, he was nominated in a spot where it didn't matter at all is kind of weak. But still, you know, the record of never being nominated still is something. But Dane has all season long been telling people, you can't take Anthony to the final two. He's never been nominated. I think that part of this is to do with that. I think that he is saying that, hey, I'm keeping Anthony off the block, which means he's never been nominated, which means whoever gets down to that final three with me, especially if it's Adam,
oh, won't want to take him.
Don't take Anthony. He's never been nominated. You can't beat him. He's never been nominated. You have to take me. I really feel like because that's been an argument of his for so long during the season, I do think this is probably some of what he's thinking. It was immediately what I thought of. So that's why I personally kind of like this from Dane. I think that it makes sense to have in his back pocket as an argument with whoever else he's in the final three with to make sure that they don't take Anthony. It's a very, very, like, it's one thing to say, hey, he's the best talker. He's been very manipulative, and stuff like that. But it's another thing to say, come on, you're really going to take, he's never been nominated. He's going to win easily in the end. And I think that kind of argument can work, especially with somebody like Kira. If Kira's sitting there, Kira's already been convinced by Anthony that they have a chance to beat Dane. It could be the little knife that gets through Anthony's manipulation in the final three. If Kira's there and ends up happening to win, that they maybe take Dane over Anthony because Anthony's never been nominated. So it's something to think about. I actually don't mind this move as much as, because a lot of people are like, what? So dumb. But I'm not quite on the same page as that.
Yeah. Especially if it pans out the way you're highlighting, it makes a lot of sense. And also, it honestly is the case. Like, Final Four nominee, like, at this point, it really, I feel like your moment was gone. If he was going to be on the block, it should have been any time before Final Four, because it really does not matter. Because anyone else wins the veto, by anyone else, I mean the two nominees win the veto, he's on the block, technically, if you want to get technical about it. So it really won't swing any other way. But if it is something that can help Dane in a crucial moment like that with a Goliath of manipulation like Anthony, then good for him.
Yes. So, you know, the various reasons, plus, you know, showing loyalty to Anthony, that may be part of it. But, you know, it's I think it's fine either way. So Anthony will be left off the block and will retain. And again, personally, I feel like as soon as you make Final Four without being nominated, you're good. Yeah, you've made it, right? But you know, I think that avoiding the initial nominations for Final Four, I guess it's a bonus. But like I said, sometimes it's advantageous to be on the block at first, just because it doesn't matter game wise. So it's not something I want to like really care about in terms of the statistic of like never being nominated. But what are you gonna do? So for a while there, it's all just the four of them hanging out, being boring. But then Adam finally goes to the diary room and Anthony, Dane and Kira immediately talk about evicting Adam. This is very much a as soon as one person is called to the diary room, it's time for everyone to trash talk that person, except for Anthony. Nobody does it to Anthony. And so Adam goes to the diary room. They're like, all right, we got to beat Adam. It's us three. We got to take Adam out. We got to do this. And then Kira walks away and Anthony and Dane have a conversation in the washroom. And Anthony asks Dane, so what do you want to do? And Dane is like, you know what's up. He's like, yeah. Dane says, if Adam wins, we're going to Final Three. Done. If he doesn't, we have a decision. Have a decision. And I was like, no!
What you fear might come true, Taryn.
Good. Dave! You promised me! You said to the cameras you wanted Kira out. I believed you. I trusted you, Dane.
All we want at this point is the perfect final three, and Dane might steal it away from us if the cars don't fall Adam's way.
And here's the thing. As soon as he said that, because I've been thinking like it's, I mean, of course, it's better for Dane's game, because I've been thinking that maybe Adam would actually take Anthony to the end. I do have a little bit of faith that Anthony might be able to make that happen. But then, and this makes it worse for Adam and a bad decision for Dane, I think, then Dane tells Anthony that apparently Adam at some point today, I guess, while the feeds were down, told Dane that he felt bad because Anthony approached him with a final two and he said yes. And he feels bad because, you know, he had one with Dane and now he has one with that, and it's just not right. And Anthony is like, oh, no. And so Anthony needs to explain this. And in order to explain this, he needs to go through like the entire history of the game and like everything that happened yesterday and all of that and last week and all of that stuff. So he goes like, you two went on the block and then he said all this stuff. And like very, very long explanation of what happened last week, which is half of it's true. And eventually gets around to the point that he's like, and then Adam was like, so I'm going to take you to the final two. And I was like, I mean, okay. And Dane is like, I figured it was something. I don't even care. I don't even care. It's fine. It doesn't matter. But here's the problem with Adam. I think that, like, if it had just been Dane saying, you know, what's up, we have a decision to make. That's the kind of thing Mark used to say to Anthony. We know how Anthony eventually, you know, reacted to that. I think Anthony might still have taken Adam to the final three, thinking that Adam would take him to the final two. But then hearing that Adam has outed their final two, Adam, what are you thinking? Mm-hmm. Now he might genuinely be thinking about changing his mind. I still don't know entirely where Anthony's head is at, because he has not given any indication beyond just kind of nodding his head to Dane. But given the fact that he now has to defend and explain this final two with Adam, I have to imagine that he's somewhat on the level of like, maybe we should take Adam out.
Yeah. And I think it's just wishful thinking on our part to imagine, okay, they'll just take out Kira and now we'll be at the final three with the boys. The problem with having someone with so much potential is that at some point or another, you're going to look at them and be like, oh, but wouldn't it just be easy to get the layup and just take the easy person further? Like, really, that's how it's going to come down. And given that we have talked about Adam's accolades, like, we're watching it from the outside. They're living next to this kid, and they've seen him perform these things real up close and personal. So there is a level of worry there with him. There is, I think it was it Brent or was it you? I think it was Brent. He said that if he's sitting there come eviction night, do you let him sit there? Do you genuinely take the shot? And I think, outside of all this stuff that did happen with Adam letting Dane know about this final two, he is such a big threat. He is so massive. The shot would have been taken regardless, but this is just not good. And this is now something that all of them are going to have to consider moving forward. Now, I guess it will really come down to, do I think Adam's going to lose this veto? I don't know. They've been working on this veto for a while now in the backyard, so I don't even know what to expect. But I think... Yeah, we'll have to see.
Well, and here's part of why I really felt like they wouldn't take the shot at Adam is because Anthony, up until this point, has felt like Adam would take him to the final three. So if mm-hmm. Anthony wants to keep Adam to the final three, which I think he did up until he found out that Adam betrayed his final two, then Adam would have stayed. Anthony would have had the vote, or he would have convinced Dane or whatever. And then if Anthony betrays... And if Adam betrays Anthony's trust and goes to Dane and says, I made a final two with Anthony, but I'm loyal to you, that signals very heavily that Adam will actually take Dane to the final two, in which case it's very good for Dane's game to have Adam in the final three. And if Dane wants Adam in the final three, then that's also a big thing. He could maybe convince Anthony to keep him around, or at the very even... And this is crazy, but he could actually use the veto to keep Adam safe and have Adam evict Kira, and then have the perfect final three, because This does signal to me that Adam really definitely will take Dane to the final two. And that's actually Dane's ideal scenario. Because if, first of all, if Dane wins this veto and he knows that Anthony might cut Adam, it definitely behooves him to use the veto on Adam and have Adam be the one to cut Kira, because Adam will do that. And now Adam has cut Kira, making it even worse for, you know, the betrayal of Kira, although he will have obviously have betrayed Kira as well. So maybe having Anthony do it is fine too, if he can convince Anthony to do it. But either way, making sure that Kira leaves, getting to a final three with Adam, who will take him to the final two. And if he wins, he can take Adam or Anthony. I don't think it matters. I think he probably still has a better chance against Adam. But if Adam takes him to the final three, he's got Anthony. He's got Mark. He's got Corey. He's got Esty. He wins hands. I think he wins hands down. That's his best case scenario. So I actually kind of think that he should keep Adam around given what just happened. And so I think it's a mistake to want to take Adam out of the game, which I wouldn't have said yesterday. I felt like Adam was leaning Anthony, but given what Adam told Dane should want Adam in the game, and Anthony should not want Adam in the game.
Right. Yeah.
So it's all looping around like crazy, but I do think this is a mistake for Dane, even though I think he's making some good moves elsewhere. So it's all over the place.
Yeah, it really is. And I feel for Dane, I feel for Anthony, I feel for Adam. They're all like, they've made it this far. They want to push the narrative. They want to go further. But like you said, this is kind of the point where Anthony will come to realization that, no. This isn't good for me. This is not good for me. It's good for Dane. It's not good for me. So we could get to a point where Dane realizes this. Like, it's not impossible. Dane can realize this, what he's doing. He can realize, oh, I think I should keep Adam. And then if him or Adam win the veto, then he could save him. But then, go ahead.
No, yeah, and just to skip ahead slightly, just because it's relevant to this conversation, Adam also has a conversation with Dane where he says, look, as long as we get to the final three, us boys, I don't even care if I make it to the final two, which is basically telling Dane, you're okay to cut me at final three. Like, if you cut me at final three, you're fine. And if I don't win, I want you to win. He's basically saying, as long as I don't get screwed this week, you can cut me at final three and still have my vote, which again is huge. That means Dane can beat Anthony in the final two, which means, again, I really feel like it's imperative for Dane to not cut Adam at the final four, and very imperative for Anthony to cut Adam at the final four. And so... Given the history of what's happened, if it's what Anthony needs versus what Dane needs, it's probably going to be what Anthony needs. But who knows? So there's a lot of factors running around here. But Dane and Anthony, when they're talking, they both agree that they could both easily beat Kira or Adam. But between the two of them, it'll be like a 4-3 vote. And who knows who wins, but they don't care. They're going to the end with each other.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying, at least.
That's what they're saying, yeah.
Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo, and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show.
I think it's funny because, you know, the first divide, the first worry amongst the Pretty Boys was Adam and his relations with Sam. And, oh my God, he's going to defect. Like, he's not going to be with the boys. I think, honestly, looking at it right now, Adam is the one that's most loyal to the soil. He really is the most, we're boys to the end. Because he will get to the final three with these guys, and he doesn't care who takes the win there. They made it. They got the achievement. They were there together from top to bottom. He is happy, right? So it is imperative for Dane not to do this. It really is. And I hope he smartens up and realizes it. But I don't know. Again, it just comes down to logic aside. You're sitting there eviction night looking at Adam, man who's about to tie records and has done amazingly. And then Kira, person who believes they got a shot here, person who won an HOH and then got rid of Mark. I feel like you might be looking like, I should just take the shot while I can. So hoping he comes to his senses, not really feeling confident that he will right now. But then again, Adam is still more than capable to win this veto and prevent him from making a dumb move.
Yeah, I mean, because if he cuts Adam at Final Four, then he has to take Kira to the Final Two, because I think he definitely loses to Anthony in the Final Two if he cuts Adam at Final Four, because I think there's no way he gets Adam's vote if he cuts him at Final Four. Granted, Anthony is going to be the one to have to cut Adam, but I don't think there's any way Dane gets away with that. Like, oh, Anthony did it? I didn't want it to, because Dane is going to have to be the one to intentionally give Anthony the vote, as long as Anthony doesn't win the veto himself. And so at the very least, he's going to show, I value Anthony's life in the game more than I value yours. And then, oh, Anthony happens to also cut you. I could totally see Adam being super bitter about that and wanting to go. And he already thinks Anthony is the best player to ever step foot in the game. So the only reason he'd give Dane his vote over Anthony is because of loyalty. And right. If that loyalty is not there, then he's definitely going to give Anthony his vote. So Dane would have to take Kira to the end. And at which point, I do think that Adam would vote for Dane over Kira. Kira also betrayed Adam, and he doesn't respect them at all. But you are risking that a bitter jury might pop up, and that would be terrible. So. I think that's what he would have to do, and he has to hope that if Kira wins, Kira will take him over Anthony, which I do think is possible, but we've seen how much control Anthony has over Kira, so that's kind of a risky proposition. Again, I really do feel like it's in Dane's best interest to make sure that Adam stays in the game, and for the same reasons why it's very much in Anthony's best interest to evict Adam. And so I'm very curious to see who pushes what more, because right now Dane is pushing, from what little we've seen, pushing harder to evict Adam than Anthony is, even though it's much greater in Anthony's interest to evict Adam. So I'm very curious to see how that plays out, or if Adam just wins the veto and puts my heart at ease.
Yeah, honestly, because like the way Dane's been playing it right now too, it's like prime position for Anthony to kind of be like, it was your idea all along, let's do it, I'm down with your idea, like let's go with you, what you want. And it obviously behooves Anthony more. Yeah, so it really all does come down to how this Final Four veto shakes out, and we've pretty much right now highlighted all the outs and how it would go. I just think if you're Dane, you got to look at it like, if I'm at the Final Three and I lose that HOH, are the other two going to take me? If it's Adam, he will. If it's Anthony, he very well could. If it's Kira, maybe. If Anthony's there with me and Kira, probably not. So I think if he just does that little mind exercise, he'll come to the realization that, you know, yeah, I need to beat Adam, but also if Adam beats me, he'll still take me is a good argument too.
Here's what I think Dane should do. I think he should throw the veto. If Adam wins, Adam wins. That's your ideal Final Three scenario, at which point you probably win no matter what, because Adam takes you, or if you take Anthony, you still hopefully get Adam's vote. And then, you know, you have a decent amount of votes. It'll be close, but that's what you're looking at if you're taking Anthony to the end. So unless his main goal is to take Kira, then that is his ideal situation. And if Adam wins and takes him, then he's golden. If Anthony wins, then he can legitimately try to be like, hey, Adam, let's try to campaign to Anthony and genuinely campaign to Anthony and try to get him to keep Adam. If he keeps Adam, then he's back in that same great spot. If Anthony goes against what he wants and evicts Adam, he's also in a great spot because he retains Adam's jury vote at that point and he's fine. If Kira wins and takes out Adam for him, then he's also fine. He retains Adam's jury vote and he can take Kira if he needs to, or take Anthony and still have a good shot at beating him. You know, because we know that Mark is a guaranteed vote for Anthony. We know Corey is a guaranteed vote for Anthony. If Adam is also a vote for Anthony because he knows that Dane cut him at Final Four, I think that there's no way that Anthony gets all of those other votes, or sorry, that Dane gets all of those other votes over Anthony, because Kira will be there. You know, there's Sam. Just too many other people. Sam, who, you know, and Adam will be, I'm sure, pretty influential. I know he won't have a lot of time, although if he leaves at Final Four, he will have a ton of time. That's the problem. If Adam leaves at Final Four, not only is he a vote against Dane, but he's going to the jury house. Mark will have just gone there to inform them all about how great Anthony is, and then Adam will come and they'll expect Adam to be like, no, Dane is great. But if Adam comes in and he's like, actually, it's been Anthony all along, I think he's the greatest player to ever step foot in the game, you know, Sam is a vote against Dane at that point for Anthony. So I think that for sure, if Dane turns on Adam at the Final Four, I think he loses the game unless he takes Kira. Yeah. So he's got to be worried. So I think that it's in his best interest to throw this veto, because it's there's no benefit to him winning it. But I don't know if he's seeing the game the same way that we are, because he's talking about, hey, it's a decision. So who knows?
Who knows? We'll see. And I mean, okay. So today is going to be the BB Can Awards. They're getting that today, correct? Yeah. So I feel like you're sitting there with your buds, with your bros, you're having some champagne, you're looking at these clips. The reminiscing could set in. He can realize, hey, you know what? Adam's been there for me from the beginning. Me and Adam go way back. We go before Sam Dam. That was us. We were together first. Damn. Anyways, so it's good. It could happen. That could help. That could factor in. It could just be like, listen, we started together. Let's end this together. Regardless of how it looks, we can figure it out later. That's what we can hope for too.
I'm just Pooja, I'm scared.
I know you are, Taryn. I'm trying to help out.
Because if this is Dane's trajectory, that he wants to cut Adam, which means he has to take Kira, now I'm thinking about how much time, how will Anthony be able to whisper, when he goes to the stage with all the rest of the jurors, will he be able to whisper into Mark's ear, we have to vote for Kira, this mother effer betrayed me? Will he whisper in Corey's ear, we have to vote Kira?
Shut it down. I really hope not. You think, you know, these guys, game respects game. Mark kind of looked, give me hope. Mark seemed like he wasn't a bitter Betty. That's nice. Hopefully they're not, but I make a vow, Taryn, if we get to the finale next week and Kira lifts the BB Can 7 crown, this season is null and void. I will redact.
We are disavowing Dane for the rest of all time.
Yeah. And I will never talk to Mackie ever again, because he put this damn plague on the house. If that happens, that is the only thing that'll make me believe the plague was an actual real thing. For real.
And I genuinely think that Anthony is willing to do that if Dane cuts him, because he is all about loyalty. And I think that that would be just yet another blow. I gave you a second chance, Dane.
I voted for you.
Look, I don't think it's going to happen. I'm just saying the possibilities. I was asked a few days ago, what is Kira's, you know, path to winning the game? And I couldn't think of one. And now I can. And that's not okay.
No, it's not. It's a bloody finale if that happens. And then you have a lot of questions to get answers to at the finale when you're there. It's like, what the hell were you guys saying? Why you do this? Anthony, why you do this?
So while Dane and Anthony are having this conversation in the washroom, Kira keeps interrupting them. It was very frustrating because it was late. And I just wanted to listen to these conversations. And so Kira keeps interrupting them and they keep having to change the topic. And then like the third time that they came in to interrupt them, they actually, this one, they happened to not change the topic. They genuinely were talking about like studying and stuff. But Kira comes in and like walks in. They're talking about Days and how Anthony sucks at them. And then they just turn around and leave and say, "You guys don't need to pretend that you're talking about something else. Just tell me to go away."
Just leave.
And Anthony's like, Oh man. I'm going to go put them in their place right now. That cannot happen again. That is the last time that happens. So Anthony, he charges into the bedroom and he's like, "Kira, that's the last time that happens. Do you understand?" Kira says, "Hey, I'm trustworthy. I'm trustworthy. It's okay. Kira, tell me when it's okay for two people to have a conversation in the washroom.
Give me the timeline.
Yeah. When is that?" And they're like, you waited until I left the room to talk game with Dane. I just feel like I'm being left out. And Anthony's just like, "No, that's the last time that happens, Kira." And they're like, "Okay." And he leaves. And after he leaves, they're just like, "I just want to go home.
I don't want to be here." I think I answered my own question of why is Anthony not that higher up on People Wanted? I think it's stuff like this.
Yep.
He's outburst, this big poppy persona. Like, because we love a good cocky villain, right? Especially when the villain is good at what they do. What we don't like is when the villain is against someone who's not armed and then pulls out a sword and tries to go at them. It's like, okay, you don't need to do that. That's not necessary. Like, literally, this was not necessary. I mean, I get it. It's annoying. I don't like that. Passive aggressiveness isn't great, especially when you're sipping out of a cup too. It adds a little more sarcasm to it. It's like, and then you walk out. It's like, no, come back. I get that. But this was not necessary. And he's a very, like, it was very dad-like. I have flashbacks of my dad having, like, the, "Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Do you, that's not happening anymore. Do you know that now? Okay." It's like, come on. Like, what? And, like, Kira couldn't do anything. It's like, yeah, okay. Yeah, fine. But then what's funny is, like, again, fast forward later on in the night, when Dane and Adam were talking, they had a similar feeling of, like, "I think Kira's fine."
Yeah.
So Kira be doing Kira things, so that's expected. That's not going to change. I feel like Anthony with his outburst, kind of unnecessary at that point. Annoying, yes. I get it, but not necessary.
Yeah, so Dane and Adam have a conversation shortly after that. Adam says he is 100% keeping Anthony this week. It's not even a question. Come on. Adam talks about his bond with Dane from day one. He knows he loves the game just as much as he does. Adam, he says, "I like Big Brother more than sports." Like, that's some big drop there.
What a declaration. You know that he really loves it. That's how you know. He yeah. Read more than any sport.
More than sports. He says, this is when he says, "As long as we get to Final Three together, I don't even care. I don't care if I don't make Final Two. If I don't win, I want you to win, Dane." And so they talk about that. And then they catch Kira snooping at the door. They see their feet under the door and they go open the door and Kira's just standing there and they're like, "Do you want tea?
Is tea ready? Why'd you come to the door, Adam?"
Yeah. Why'd you come to the door? He's like, "I saw your feet under there for like a minute." And they're like, no, what? No, I just got here.
It's just so amusing when someone gets caught like that and they can't even say anything to it. It's like, "Yeah, no, I just got here. There's tea. Let's have tea."
Yeah. So then Kira's going to go downstairs and start crying. And Dane sees it and goes over and comforts them. Says, hey, it's almost over. You just need to win Vito and take Adam out, okay? Please.
That's all you need to do. That's it. I did see some stuff on Twitter, Taryn, of like the ways in which people are interacting with Kira and what that might mean, right? So Anthony, so close to the end, is having these like outbursts at Kira. Dane is nurturing Kira. Could this be a sign of what's to come. Of if these three get to the final three, could Anthony be the one that takes Kira to the end? Because they're not trying to get the jury vote from Kira. And then is Dane trying to nurture because Dane genuinely wants the jury vote from Kira? Do you think this is a thing that has any weight in it?
I just don't think Anthony will have the option.
Not bro. Oh, okay.
I can't imagine Anthony winning that final part over Kira, Adam, or Dane. I can't see how it's possible.
Right, yeah. All right. Well, there you go. You answered my question.
Yeah. And I think he knows that, too. I think he doesn't plan on winning. I don't think that he's even thinking about who he would take.
Yeah.
Adam talks to Anthony. He tells Anthony about Kira snooping. Anthony goes on about how Mark and Dane haven't been loyal. He's like the loudmouth that gets taken down a peg and is now he's humbled. He knows better now because he almost went home last week. And Adam's like, I don't know. Dane was like acting like he was safe the whole time. And Anthony was like, no, he's lying. He's lying. He didn't know. Adam says, Dane and I, that we talked about at Wendy's, like how you were probably the best player to ever step foot in this house. Like we talked to you and it's like we get goosebumps. This is Adam. I am pretty sure it's not super subtle, but he's trying to being like, hey, we both know you're the greatest player to ever step foot in this game. We both might not take you, not just me. Dane might not take you either. Be careful. And Kira knows it too. Kira, everyone's talked about it. It's not just me. But Anthony's response is, oh, thank you.
That's nice.
Yeah. They talk about being frustrated with Kira because they try to include them all the time, but then they just throw temper tantrums and they isolate themselves and they cry about being isolated. And they say, what are we supposed to do?
Nothing you can do, bros. Really isn't. And I think it's just the fact that, it comes down to they've been together from the beginning. And no matter how much they include Kira now, Kira will always feel like an outsider. And it's a sad truth, but really there is no healing that or there is no curing that. Because no matter how much they bring Kira in on projects, the minute they're not talking to Kira, Kira's going to think, well, there they go, leaving me in the dust because I don't matter to them. That's just the way it's going to be. And it's not any of their faults, really. I mean, it kind of is based on the way they talk at them sometimes, but it's just the feeling now. You can't scratch that feeling. If there was like two new LFC members 2 years from now, they're always going to feel like, but Melissa, Brent, and Taryn are BFFFFFFFF. So that's just the way it is, guys.
Oh, boy. So Anthony has one more conversation with Kira that he smooths things over a bit. Talks more about like, you just gotta be more confident. You can't think this way. You put yourself down. I mean, it's actually like not, it's like when he is in mentor mode, he's saying the right things just for the wrong reasons in a lot of ways. He's like, you need to be able to like feel confident in yourself and feel good about yourself. Like he's like, hey, look, if I had 50 people in a row come to me and tell me that I'm ugly, I wouldn't care. It wouldn't matter to me because I know me. I know who I am. I know I'm looking fly. Like it doesn't matter. That's how you need to be. You need to feel, you need to be, assured in yourself. You can't let other people get in your head like that. Other people see you as weak and it's in your head. And that's, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. He gives them another one of those big, speeches and stuff. So, They they're all right.
Yeah, they're fine. Everything's fine.
And that's really what happened last night. This morning, Sarah showed up in from season 3, and she is going to, I think, do their outfits and stuff for the award thing. That's going to be today, and then I believe we'll also get the veto competition today, which is going to be a very important one. I do think that if I had to put my money on somebody, it would be Adam. It's apparently it's a big build. If it's anything like, you know, past season Final Four vetoes in the recent seasons, at least, it will probably be some big elaborate setup where they have to run around and like answer decently easy questions. It's not quite as hard as a mental competition would be, but it does have mental elements, and it's not quite as like physical as like a fully physical competition would be, but it does have physical elements. So it's a little bit of both. And I do think that Adam is going to excel at that. Dane also definitely has a good chance. Even Anthony, if the questions are easy enough, might be able to do decent. And, Kira obviously has the mental down. It just depends on how big of a setup this is and how physical it is, how much endurance it requires. But other than that, they could theoretically have a chance as well. So, but if I had to put my money down, I'd say it was Adam, and I'm definitely rooting for Adam so that we can get the final three that we deserve.
Yeah, no, and I think if you're going to power rank them, that's the correct way to look at it, because ultimately it will come down. If it's obviously if it's a hybrid, you got questions. Speed is important in these things. The faster you get it done, the faster you sort out your questions back and forth, you're fine. And I think Adam obviously has the stamina down and the mental for it. And Dane comes a close second. And the other two, one lacks the physical, one lacks the mental. So we'll see if they can make anything happen. If the first two have something wrong and they just can't see it, then there's a chance. But I have to co-sign. I mean, I can't believe it, Taryn. We had a podcast with a recap with Bruno about a month ago, and he said Adam, and I was like, Adam? And I'm here, Adam, give the win to Adam, give the veto to Adam, that's what I want. So here we are, man, unbelievably so.
There you go. I will say, you know, Adam apparently came close in this HOH competition. He is prone to getting emotional and making mistakes. He said he knew the answer to, like I said, he said he knew the answer to one of those key questions, and just didn't buzz in. He's just like, oh, he hesitated. And these kinds of competitions, if you make a mistake, that could be very costly, because then you buzz in. It's like, oh crap, which one did I make a mistake on? And so those tiny little mistakes can really mess you up. Not as much as a like buzzer competition or a, you know, you need to be the one of the first three to buzz in competition. But still could be bad for him if he messes up a little. He's no Kevin Martin. He might have the stats to beat Kevin Martin, but he does not have the ability to win these in the same way that Kevin did. Again, Kevin was throwing all of those competitions up until he started winning. So, he's not quite there. But he definitely has a good chance to win this one. And we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. And I feel like talking about like being in your own head and stuff psychologically, yes, being nominated, being on the block, none of that matters this week. All that matters is who won the two comps and who are the safe people. But the fact that he would be coming at it from a position of being on the block, maybe that kicks into the default feeling that he's had anytime he has been on the block, that little bit of extra gear to just go for it. It's like, hey, even though it doesn't matter, I'm still on the block. I want to not be on the block. So hopefully that helps him out. And you're right, he isn't the Kevin, because according to conversations yesterday, Mark is the Kevin. So
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, guys. Yeah, Mark.
If Mark was the Kevin, you wouldn't have got him out, guys.
Yeah. Not a chance.
All right. So that's what we have for you today. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And then Sunday night, we will be live with Karen to recap the Sunday episode of Big Brother Canada 7. And then... next week, Thursday, I will be live from Toronto. We'll do some finale coverage. We'll get some interviews in. It'll be great. Hope you guys enjoy it. You can find me on Twitter at ArmstrongTaryn. You can find Puya at PuyaIsm. Thank you for joining us. See you next time.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.